A reading from Luke 4:16-22. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was the custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked.
The congregation is expecting one thing, and they're about to get another. But in their expectation, they're anticipating that Jesus is going to be praising them for their righteousness, goodness, holiness, and just swellness.
Yeah, they're expecting this feel-good message, but in many ways, Jesus is going to be really in their face at this point, because he's now likening himself to Elijah and Elisha. And it's going to come up in the ongoing commentary of this passage, but he is talking about a release of God's power, the kingdom of God, and authority that's going to turn everything upside down. And at first, it may feel good to people, but they're going to see that there are ramifications to this. And even the final question they ask suggests that things are going to turn. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" There's a little bit of hint in their voice here that why would Joseph's son put himself in the tradition of Elijah and Elisha?
Yeah, that's true. It's also maybe a little bit of, wow, this is a hometown boy that's done good, that's come back to, you know, talk about how fabulous. You said something that I really, I don't want to get away from the passage, but you talked about a feel-good sermon or a feel-good, what is that exactly in terms of somebody that's preaching and they're appealing to what?
Yeah, I think one of the biblical writers, I forget who, talks about that one day speakers will tickle your ears, tell you what you want to hear. It's a gospel without bite. It is a it's a declaration that all is good. It's the idea that there's heaven but no hell. It's an idea that there are angels but no demons. It's an idea that we were born good and there's not something that's evil within us that pushes us away from God. That's a feel-good message. It's a message that's politically correct, that's expressed in America. It's the open church message. Everyone is welcome here, which is true of the church, but not every belief is to be embraced by the church. And it's funny, the declaration of the open church are all the churches that are closing in America because there's no substance to what they're speaking. Their preachers are preaching messages of everything is fine. Well, the truth of the matter is everything is not fine. We live in a world that's moving away from God. We have a will that's exercising against God. In fact, Scripture says that we're, before Christ, at enmity with God. And the full message is a message of the kingdom, which Jesus brings. I'm here to announce a better way, and it's going to take a changing of allegiance.
I think that's very helpful in what we're going to see tomorrow in terms of the reaction to what Jesus continues to say here. The reaction is violent. And the problem with the feel-good message is if you actually return to the message, you're never going to get a good reaction.